Late night. Welcome back to the 5x5. I'm your host, David, and this is the 5x5 late night show. Thank you guys for joining me. And you know, I always have to say late night at the beginning or right at the end of my intro music. Don't ask me why. I just have to do it. It's just one of those things. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing good. It's been a pretty good day. Of course, you know, it's my off day. I tried to get somebody to work for me Friday, and it didn't happen. And so I got to work Friday. I wanted another day off, and I have all this PTO time, that's paid time off, that's available to me, but I just can't find anybody to work for me. Maybe I need to start being nicer to people at work. Maybe that's the ticket. Not that I don't want to be nice to people at work, is that they annoy me and they get on my nerves, and I like being out of that drama, work drama that sometimes happens. But be it away, these couple days are fine. What's up, Ken Boggle? Glad you can make it. Glad you are. Ken has hashtag L8 night. Oh, I like that, Ken. I think I want to steal that. So for everybody who follows me on Twitter, you can hashtag, and this is from the mind of Ken Boggle. It's Ken Boggle because Ken Boggle boggles your mind. but hashtag L, the number 8, and night. That'll be our hashtag. That's hot. All right. You tried it. And he says, steal it, baby. Like I said, I had a really good day. But if everybody on Twitter is at the 5x5 and the 5's in numeric, or run over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And you also can check us out on Tumblr, which is the 5x5 there, and at the blog at the5x5.blogspot.com. And sometimes during the week, I do a live show off Spreaker on Mixlr, and that's where the live drive episodes are played. And I'm trying to, like I told you guys, I'm trying to get my Mixlr cred up. But it's a little different. And I don't know if you guys had seen the sneak peek of the Spreaker new control panel, the console. They're changing it, and it looks a lot like the Mixlr one. So I hope that's not the case, because the Mixlr one is very, very difficult to kind of get through. Not as difficult, it's just not as seamless as what Spreaker has right now, but I'm getting used to it. Nevertheless, a friend of mine on Skype just asked me, was I a stripper? I told him, he asked me, was I still asleep? Am I asleep? I'm like, no, I'm not asleep. I'm on my show live. And he says, what are you, a stripper? No, I'm not a stripper, boo. Does nobody want to see all this? This is too many curls, peaks, valleys, mountains, hills, and trampolines for y'all to be seeing all that. But anyhow, I was telling him that what I was doing my show. What else? I think I've said I've had a good day. about five times, so I'm not going to say that anymore. Like today, well, this evening, I don't know, I was in the cookie mood, and I get in a cookie mood, and some people think if you, let me get this right, some people think since you don't cook that you can't cook. That's not true at all. I just don't like cleaning up after I cook. Not that I don't like cleaning. It's just one of those things that I like. I clean as I go, so it makes the process a little slower. And a lot of people can't take that. Like my family, I will not mention anybody in particular. They'll cook and use 1,001 pots and pans and plates and stuff, and then they'll eat, of course, have their meal or whatever, and then there's 1,000 dishes to wash. I cook all my, I try to get all my ingredients together. I try to put everything on the stove at the same time, and I'm just always moving. And so if I'm always moving, I'm always doing, so I have my dishwater ran. So when one thing finishes, I can pop that into the dishwasher. I mean, rinse out it, pop it in the dishwasher, and then I'm ready to go instead of waiting to do it after the meal. Only thing I want to clean after the meal are the dishes and the forks. And I so tonight, earlier today, I told my mother, I said, I'm gonna cook dinner for you tonight. Because I know sometimes she when she has a dialysis day, she doesn't really like to cook, and just kind of wears her out. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna cook today, because I didn't want anything. I'm so over fast food. I'm over fast food because nothing sounds good anymore. Nothing sounds good to eat. I'm tired of hamburgers. I'm tired of bacon cheeseburgers. I'm tired of tacos. I'm tired of pizza. I'm tired of all that stuff, which is good. Oh, and by the way, guys, I have went 16, 17 days without a soft drink. I have been drinking, what is this? I think I told you guys this before. I have been drinking sparkling ice that you can get at Walmart, and the best ones that I've found so far that I like flavor-wise is the crisp apple. The classic lemonade. Now, there's two lemonades. There's one that's like regular lemonade, then there's one that says classic lemonade, and that's the jump off. And then the mango orange is good, and then they have a blackberry. Now, the blackberry taste, or black raspberry, something black is red, but it's some kind of berry. That, if you guys are familiar with Chipotle, which you guys know that's my favorite kind of. Not really a fast food restaurant, but it's a fast food restaurant. It's my favorite place to eat. But they have the Izzy drinks, and I seen them the other day at Barnes and Noble. They have Izzy's there, and it tastes just like, almost close to the Izzy. And I love those Izzy drinks. I don't know. I think there's sugar in the Izzy drinks where there's not any sugar in the sparkling ice. And what I did know, and I was reading this today, the sparkling ice has vitamins and antioxidants. So you know I'm a man of a particular age, so I need to be taking a vitamin. And they have all this vitamin B3, B6, B12, and B5. There's nothing in it, no calories, no fat, no sodium, no carbohydrates, and there's no protein, which I don't know if that's a good thing. And it has green tea extract in it, so it's all good, and I love this stuff. And it's a dollar. You can get it at Walmart. It's a dollar. Now, Walgreens has something very similar to this. Don't get their bottled water, flavored bottled water. It's not as good. You have to get their sparkling ice water. It's the same thing, and it's the colored water. Really skinny bottle. And how many ounces? 17 ounce fluid ounces. And theirs is 3 for $2 right now, so you guys should check that out because it's really, really good. So if you're trying to stop drinking soda and you don't want to go the diet route, I know my friend Ken has a diet Coke addiction, but it's worth switching over to this water because I actually. Maybe it's because of why, this is probably why I'm tired. I was jacked up on soda all the time. I think the orange has kind of taken the place of my Fanta, but I absolutely love lemonade. Now, the classic lemonade, even though I don't eat a Chick-fil-A anymore. You remember Chick-fil-A is pretty much known drink-wise for their lemonade because it's really, really good. It tastes almost like that. It's better than Country Time. So, you Ken says, Diet Coke addict. You guys really, 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 really need to check that out because it's really, really good. Don't take my word for it. You need to go try it. It's only $1, and if you go to Walgreens, it's 3 for $2. It's worth checking out because I think it's good. Anyhow, what? Oh, so I fixed my family dinner. I text my sister earlier. I said, "Do you want to come over for dinner tonight?" Because she's always cooking. I had a friend on Facebook because she's always making me make. Well, she's always cooking, and she always makes sure that I get some. And so, one of my friends, I put on Facebook that, oh, my sister hooked me up before I went to work and I had all this food. And she's like, "You are so spoiled." But I'm the baby. So, I can be spoiled because I'm the baby. Yes, my sister has kids and there's grandkids, but I'm my mother's baby. I'm my sister's baby brother. So I can be spoiled because I'm the baby. Just like Tamar Braxton, they tried it. I'm the baby. That's why I've been watching, not to get off topic, I've been watching the Braxton since my cable company doesn't offer, well, here in town, WE TV. I can't get WE. Well, it's complicated, but I don't get WE TV. I can't even watch the shows online because of Time Warner. But anyhow, I wait for them to come on Netflix, and then after one season airs, they'll put the previous season. When the new season starts, they put the previous season all on Netflix. So I just finished the Braxton Family Values. Now, I love Braxton Family Values for one. They do a lot of stuff that's in Atlanta. Because I lived in Atlanta at one time, and I just love the Braxton girls. I love their family togetherness. I love their family support. And I love the mama Evelyn because she's not scared to tell one of them that she will smack the piss out of them. And she reminds me of my mother, because my mother don't play either. And so, I've been watching them, and they have this great family dynamic. I'm gonna try to get Trina or Tracy on the show. I've been working on it, so let's cross our fingers. I love them. Tracy's my favorite Braxton, because I don't know. She's just raw. She don't care. She's going well, per the show. I know some of it's scripted. She's going through some stuff, but at the end of the day, they might argue, they might fight, get upset with each other. But at the end of the day, they're family, and that kind of resounds through the whole series that they have each other's back no matter what. And even Tony, right? Tony Braxton, Love Should Have Brought You Home Last Night, Breathe Again, the Heat album, Please, Unbreak My Heart, Tony Braxton. I think it gives her a real realness. And she just released a new album with Babyface called Love, Marriage, and Divorce. And I previewed it on iTunes. It's kind of amazing. There's some tracks on there I'm like, oh, that's hot. But I don't know. There is still that kind of late 90s, early 2000, 2001, 2002 type of sound that they gave us and what we know from Toni Braxton. So I don't know if it's more adult contemporary, I guess, R&B adult contemporary, but it's good. So I haven't bought it yet. It's only $10. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to buy it. Anyhow, so like I was saying, that's why I named the name of the show today is They Tried It, because she says it all the time. And what we're talking about tonight, they all tried it. It didn't work, but they tried it. He won. And so I cooked dinner tonight, and so, and dare I say, I used a recipe from somebody I shouldn't have used. Well, no, I used a recipe from Paula Deen. I got this recipe years ago before we knew she used the N-word. Not that it matters anymore. We haven't seen. If y'all seen Paula Deen, call her, tell her it's okay to come back outside. We ain't mad no more. You be all right, boo. There was a recipe that she used, and I call it my beat up chicken, because what I do. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break before I get to rambling my head off, and we'll come back and We'll talk about Samuel L. Jackson versus the reporter, the state of Kansas, who is tripping. And I got a little book which has a lot of interesting facts in it called The Unofficial U.S. Census. Things that the official U.S. Census doesn't tell you about America. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And we'll be right back.
When my eyes are closed, when my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need. You have in mind, I'm listening. Your melody, my soul, have no boundary. No, you stimulate me, bring me peace, tranquility. When I close my eyes, my eyes are closed, my fingertips are all I need to show. Fantasy, I'm so secure. I'm yours to lead.
Free me,
yes.
Please me,
oh yeah.
My eyes are closed.
My fingertips are all I need to show.
I love that song, and I love me some Nick West. She be doing her thing, baby. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and I'm just sitting here running my big old mouth talking to you guys, hoping you guys are not being bored out of your mind, but I hope not. I'm actually feeling good today. I wish I had a cocktail. Let me tell you, I went to a store here. It's called Schnucks. I don't know if you guys have Schnucks. I think it's a local thing. It's called Schnucks, and I went there today because they have a huge, 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 huge wine selection. And so when I was shopping for my meal tonight, I was like, well, let me run through the little wine aisle, and I'll get me some wine for tonight, and I'll have it while I'm doing my show. And I couldn't find the wine that I had last time, and that's what I wanted. I think it was a Chardonnay or a sparkling Shiraz. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. I couldn't find it because I was looking for the bottle. Anyhow, and so at this store, it wants to be really, really bougie, and I just think it's funny. It's so, and for this area, it's always been the kind of. This is where if you have money, you go shop. But I don't have any money, so. But I like going. I like shopping there because they do have really nice produce. They have the meat's really good, and the wine selection is really, really good. It's not like a regular Walmart grocery store or whatever. We have some, you know, it's not a Save-A-Lot, of course. But it's like the Fresh Market. If you guys know what Whole Foods is, it's not organic. so to speak, but it has really good stuff. Good, you know, you don't have to worry about getting salmonella or E. coli from their food. Anyhow, oh, but no, did you hear recently that they had processed all that hamburger or beef for those from those sick cows, and it went to four states, and it's like I don't know how many millions of pounds of beef that went to. I know it went to Florida and Kentucky. Be careful, Ken. Don't be eating no beef that came. It was in, I think it was a color, either a California beef processor or Colorado. I can't remember, but Google it anyhow. And so I go to the I got my groceries that I needed, and so I go to the wine aisle, and there's a little old white lady in there. She turns around, and not that I wasn't looking fabulous, I was looking cute and everything. And so she turns around, she looks at me, and she even if it was if you don't think it's possible, it's possible. She turned whiter than she turned whiter than she already. She matched her hair because her hair was white, and she was white. But then she turned as white as her hair when she see my big black behind bouncing down the aisle coming toward her. When I tell her that little old lady, I thought she was on a scooter as fast as she got out of that aisle. I'm like, oh, she tried it. You know, and I laugh at that kind of stuff because I think it's funny. And I had a, it's cold. I had a hat on, and maybe because I didn't have my earrings in. He didn't have his earrings in. Maybe that's what it was. I didn't have my earrings in, and they're not real. And she flew out of the aisle, and I'm like, girl, please. I'm not trying to take your little Liz Claiborne or no, Anya bag. I don't want that. You know, but this is how the story is. And sometimes I had to cuss some people out because the workers kind of use that mentality. There's several times where my mother and I have shopped at this particular store where we waited at the deli, and one of the workers would ask the white customers if they needed help before even addressing us. That and that happens. You know, a lot of people think racism and bigotry and stuff toward black people do not happen, but it does. It's still alive and well in America. So they tried it, but you know, I get my two cents in. But anyhow, so after the little lady, and like nobody ever, it's not like it's a department store where somebody asks you if you need some help. So I'm assuming the little white lady said there was a big black guy stealing all the wine in the aisle. Now, when I took a picture of this, is on, if you follow me on Foursquare, is David in ATL, DAYVYD, the letter N ATL, on Foursquare. I've taken a picture of it. Maybe I'll put it on the website. And, of all this wine. Now, come on. You know, I'm like, it's not like I was going for the Boone's Farm, you know, or the what's the wild, cold turkey or wild turkey or whatever it is, the duck or whatever it's called. It's not like I like wine. I'm a wine drinker. And so and so all of a sudden a white worker, she pops up in the aisle, and she's like, do you need something? I looked at her, and so I didn't respond. What are you talking to me for? Go get the lady who almost tore up your wine trying to run from me from the wine aisle. And so she is kind of stared there, and then I finally said, you know, and that's exactly how I said. I'm like, oh, they are trying it today. And I didn't buy anything anyhow. I didn't buy any wine anyhow. But you know, I went to the checked out because I was done at that point. I'm like, no, but I've been this store has been here as long as since I've been a child. This particular both of the, there's three of these stores in town, and they've been here since I've lived in town, even before, when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And I've never this is the first time anyone has ever asked my black ass if I needed something. And she wasn't being nice. It was like almost that kind of thing. What are you doing? Type of deal. You know, and I just flung my scarf over my shoulder. I like, and kept it moving. I'm like, oh, yeah, she tried it. Anyhow, so I bought my dinner and bought my food to cook. I got some chicken breasts. I got some steamed broccoli to steam, some biscuits and some cheddar biscuits and something else. I bought something else. I needed milk. Oh, and I got cheese and macaroni noodles. And so that was going to be my dinner. So what I fixed tonight, I fixed the Paula Deen chicken recipe. I made, now see, there a lot of people don't like, I don't like box macaroni because they use that powdered stuff. I like the I like making it from the, you cut the blocks of cheese, the Kraft blocks of cheese that you can get. So I get one thing of Colby and I get one thing of mild cheddar, and then I cut it up, chop it up into blocks, and then of course you make your bake your noodles. You boil your noodles, get them ready, dump the water, don't rinse it, put butter on it, then you throw your cheese on there, and when you start smelling it cooking again, see, because a lot of people like when like Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinners, people prefer baked macaroni and cheese. And don't nobody got time for all that. So this is an easy way to get the baked taste without actually baking it. So when that cheese starts burning on the, not burning, just getting a little, I guess it is burning on the bottom of the pan, that's when you start stirring it. You start stirring it and then you see some of the little burned crispy pieces of the cheese, then you add your milk and the butter and the cheese creates a roux, and then you stir it, stir it, stir it. Then you add, throw in the rest of your cheese. It gets really, really cheesy. And if you want it more creamy, you add more milk. If you want it more gooey, cheesy, you add less milk. And so I made that. And then my chicken, and I had to make two different types of the flour and stuff. Hey, Holly Stalin, what's up, girl? How you drilling? Holly Stalin, y'all, is in the room. I don't think she's been to one or two of my shows. Thank you, chick. I appreciate it. Check out Holly Stalin, one of the baddest chicks on Spreaker.com. And I think iHeartRadio, I believe. She's friends with another friend of the show, Chris Topp. Anyhow, and so the chicken, this is the Paula Deen thing. And take the flour, of course. You put salt in, you put pepper in it, and I throw some Mrs. Dash in there, some Bailey's into the dredge, and then I take my chicken, you put it in the bag, and you get, if you have a mallet, like one of the meat mallets, what's up, Andy Bong? And you take one of the meat mallets and you beat it, 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 beat it. This is why I call it a beat up chicken, till you get the chicken really, really flat. You throw it in the water, then you throw it in the dredge, and you don't fry it in vegetable oil. You fry it in olive oil. And so your chicken doesn't burn, you take. Andy stalking Holly, obviously. And so it doesn't burn, you take butter and you put it, when the olive oil gets hot, you take, and olive oil is expensive. You have to buy olive oil at Big Lots, because if you buy it at a grocery store, you're going to pay $27 for olive oil. You need to get it at Big Lots to where you can buy it for $5. That's where I got mine at. And you put butter in the olive oil once it gets hot, and then you fry your chicken in the olive oil butter mixture, and it turns out really golden brown, really, really juicy, really, really crispy, and it's really, really good. So that's why I serve for my family for dinner tonight. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Enough of that food talk. On to bigger and better things. Now, here recently, if you guys have been watching the news, you've seen the Samuel L. Maybe you're gonna read, listen to it. The Samuel L. Jackson interview, where the reporter, which I didn't get his name, and I'll have it once I come back. The reporter mistakenly thought he was Lawrence Fishburne, and here is how the interview went.
Working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial. Did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Bobby, you're exactly right.
We all black and famous.
You are
we all
guilty.
Don't look alike.
I am guilty.
I am guilty. He thought you were Bob Dylan.
Right.
You're the entertainment reporter.
I know. I'm dumb.
You're the entertainment reporter
right.
For this station.
Vlog.
And you don't know the difference between me and Lawrence Fishburne.
My mistake. I apologize. Really, my big mistake. Let's talk about.
That must be a very short line for your job.
I'll say. No, it probably would not be hard to get another person to sit right here. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh, hell no. Really?
Really?
I
apologize.
I'm the other guy. What's in your wallet?
Right.
That's it.
I'm exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
There it is. No question about that.
I'm the what's in your wallet black guy.
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice though, so you probably won't confuse him with Mark Hughesberg.
You're 100% right. To RoboCop,
there's a heavyweight black guy that's like putting cash down in the seats in a baseball stadium, but he's also the black guy that turns off the house, the water, and the lights when his kid tells him the house is cool. I'm not that guy either.
Do we want to do a list of all the people that you're not?
And I've actually never done a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I know that's surprising.
Right. Fair enough.
Oh,
man. To the original...
And I'm the only black guy in RoboCop that's not a criminal.
Okay.
Other than Michael K. White.
Now, that interview I've seen on TMZ's website, and that's where I got the audio from. The reporter's name was Sam Rubin. Channel 5, I don't know what station affiliate it was, but he thought, if you remember the Super Bowl commercial, there was Lawrence Fishburne. It was some type of car commercial where he says, choose the red key. You know that whole red pill, blue pill thing? They did a play on that with car keys. And so this guy thought that Samuel L. Jackson was Lawrence Fishburne. Now, I get it kind of because if you know Lawrence Fishburne, you know, got major fame from the Matrix movies, you know, with Keanu Reeves. There was like three of them, and he played Morpheus. And right now Samuel L. Jackson is the sci-fi dude. You know, he's the black sci-fi dude. He's in all the Marvels movies. He was in Iron Man. I think he's been in all three Iron Man. He has been in Captain America. It's going to be in the new Captain America. And actually that did play. So he's kind of wrong. That commercial did play during the Super Bowl. So maybe that's what he thought. So now that I'm thinking about it, the new trailer for Captain America, the Winter Soldier, played during the Super Bowl. And so he's in that. He's been in one or two of the Thor movies. Of course, the Avengers movie. He's going to be in the next Avengers movie. He's going to be... in RoboCop now. So he's the black sci-fi guy right now, which I love because I love Samuel L. Jackson because he gets to cuss and act a fool. You remember when he was in Boomerang when he played a crackhead? That was funny. With Halle Berry. But so he got mad. And so Wendy Williams, she was on today talking about how people were thinking that Samuel L. Jackson was probably just playing with him. I think for a second he played with him, then he got mad. Did he think it was racist? I don't think it was racist at all. I just think that he was like, black people, we all don't look alike. Because there used to be, for years here in town, I would walk up to somebody and they would call me some dude's name. They're like, what's up, such and such? And I forget what the name was. I'm like, that's not me. And there's people who didn't believe me, so I obviously have a twin running around the country looking like me, trying to steal my identity because you know, people do think black people look alike. Like I said, I do have a twin, but they used to call me, and I'm going to tell y'all this, I don't think I've ever said it on the show, but I don't think it's funny. They used to call me when I was a bit heavier and I wore more round glasses. I have square glasses now, but I used to wear more round glasses. I was working in a department store when I was a department store manager. This lady comes up to me and she calls me Al Roker. She's like, because I had a suit on and everything. She's like, oh, you like Al Roker? And I had to tell her, no, sweetie, I don't look like Al Roker. You tried it, you know, but I don't look like Al Roker. And then I would get that. So, and that's when that was back in 2004 when I said, okay, I'm done with that. I'm going to lose all this weight because y'all can't be calling me Al. Al is like 30 years older than I am. trust and believe I'm not Al Roker. And you know, he lost weight. And they're like, oh, yeah, you really look like him now. Y'all tried it. I don't like Al Roker. But then I wore a different glass. I haven't heard that in a really long time. But so that sometimes that's not flattering. You know, if I go up to a fat white guy and I say, hey, you like Peter Griffin, you know, I don't think they'll think that's cute. That ain't funny. That ain't hot. That is team hashtag too much. Anyhow, yes, Ken Boggle, Lawrence Fishburne did play Ike Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It. But you know what's really, really funny? You know, with the Beyonce song, Drunken Love, had that little saying in it by Jay-Z, eat the cake, anime, because he said that in the movie, eat the cake, anime, eat the cake. Anyhow. So what do y'all think? Y'all think Samuel L. Jackson was really, really mad, kind of mad, or sort of mad? I think he was kind of mad. I think he was more offended than mad. And he was kind of, because this guy, Sam Rubin was obviously the entertainment reporter for this segment, which, you know, you should have had something telling you who you are interviewing, or you know, the person who does all the background story and gives you your cue cards and all that stuff. Somebody should have known better. Anyhow, poor Samuel L. Jackson. I'm surprised he didn't get to cussing, because you know Samuel L. Jackson likes to cuss. Let's see. Oh, and I want to say happy, let me find it, happy Founders Day to the NAACP. Now, you know the NAACP is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And I'm surprised they still use colored, but it was a different time when it was created, because it was created 105 years ago, February the 12th, 1909. And five diverse people, and they had, and not, this is what I didn't know about my own black history. There were, I think there was like three white people, that's what they say, diverse, that helped bring to form the NAACP. On February 12th, 1909, a diverse group of Americans gathered together in New York for a frank discussion on racial justice. On that day, they found the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. There's a video, if you go to donate.naacp.org, and you can find it. But they tried it, because if you want to be a member of the NAACP, it's $30 annually, and then something says $12 prison annually. So they're getting people from, that can't be right. Prison annual. Is there something I'm missing? You guys correct me if I'm wrong, because the type of membership you can get is the $30 adult annual. Then it says $12 prison annual. That's what it says. $750 silver lifetime. And then $75 lifetime subscribing. 10 annual installments of $75. They tried it. I'm black. I should automatically get into the NAACP. I ran into an old librarian from my childhood. She's a friend of the family. And I seen her at the grocery store the other day. And years ago, this is how sometimes, I don't know how to say this without coming off real, real stank. Us black people, self included, sometimes we have issues. There, and maybe white people don't, there's a lot of inter-racism, that how you say it, inter-racism, and sometimes we get a little crazy. You know, I was watching the Braxton the other day, and they was talking about Tony saying, when black people reach a certain state of financial stability, whether it's from the career, the profession, or whatever, our tastes seem to automatically change. And they were laughing because Tamar, which is the baby sister that has that really, really good song called Love and War, I think she got nominated for a Grammy for it. And she was saying she still like eating chitlins and hog maws, pig feet, and all this stuff. And she's married to Vincent Herbert, who was the manager for Lady Gaga. So they're loaded. And she says she still eats that stuff. Her taste hasn't changed. She don't care how much money she gets. Her taste hasn't changed. But Tony, on the other hand, she wants to eat stewed peas and stewed tomatoes and stuffed and all this other crazy stuff, and she doesn't put seasoning and stuff on her food, you know, because, you know, black people, we like to, you know, put, you know, there was so much butter in my food tonight. I know I gained 23 pounds tonight because there was butter in everything. There was butter in the chicken, there was butter in the grease, there was butter in the macaroni and cheese, there was butter on the biscuits, there was butter everywhere in my food, there was butter on my broccoli, there's butter everywhere. And, you know, we cook. That's one thing. Historically, black people do cook poorly. It's not the healthiest meal. Soul food is not healthy. Although it tastes, because all that butter and fat, although soul food tastes very, very good, it's not healthy. But it's good. And I'm not changing my eating habits. Maybe I will one day when I have a stroke or something. I'm not putting that out in the universe. That was just a joke, guys. So don't try it. And so, that's the same thing about sometimes when these groups, like we had a group here called Pride, of course the NAACP. When I was in high school, I graduated high school in 1989, and I won a scholarship from the NAACP. They had told my mother that I needed to go to this award ceremony at this church, and I went, and the people, since my mother and my father weren't members, they did not. They said, oh, he didn't get it. He didn't win an award. Although I had the highest GPA out of all of the ones who were getting stuff. And so there I was. Here I'm a 17-year-old kid. And I was mortified because I was there. I knew I was a bright student, you know. And not only did I get the black scholarships, I won other academic scholarships as well. And so here I was, I'm like, what is going on here? What's wrong with this picture? But, you know, and I was upset, and my mother kind of got mad at me. It was some drama behind it. And so we left. So that was 1989. So how many years is that? 90 to 2000, was that 25 years later. I'm at the store the other day. I run into the librarian. She's a black lady at the store. And she's like, you know what, David? I have something for you. I said, beg your pardon? She's like, I have something for you, David. She's like, I know you was living in Atlanta. I haven't seen you. She's like, but you need to come by my house. I'm like, oh, but, you know, she says, I have your NAACP award. I said, excuse me? She's like, I have your NAACP award because, you know, you won that scholarship and you never came to get it. I'm like, that's not true. I was there at the church, and they said, she's like, what? She's like, well, we don't have the money anymore, but, like, can I get that money now? Because I think it was only like $500 or $200, something like that. But it could have borrowed some books. I was like, yeah, mom and I went. And she's like, well, I have the certificate. I do still have that. And I want you to come pick it up because you earned it. It was yours. I want you to have it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So 25 years later, I get some vindication. But no money. But yeah, I knew I won, but they said I didn't have anything, didn't announce my name. And then 25 years later, she tells me that she has my award at her house because she found it in her attic because she was saving it for me. And it's not like I didn't move out of town until what, 2006, whatever. Okay, they really need to pay me. Can I get some money? Can I get some money? They tried it. So that's why they won't be getting any money for me to join the NAACP. Not today. Anyhow, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, na, 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 na.
See? Came home. You see, she was educated through urban exploitation and graduated with honors.
And now she's homeless, left with brokenness.
The streets ain't worth the hurt they call. Let me tell you who you are.
Black, black beauty, beautiful, mind, body, and soul, and everywhere in between.
So well spoken, they serve as tokens used to purchase a moment. And she's no wiser, insecurities tend to blind her, while reality seems to find her.
And now she's homeless, left with brokenness.
But he ain't worth a penny call. Let me tell you who you are. For that pain, she medicates heavily.
And now she's homeless, left with brokenness.
The drugs ain't worth the hurt they cause. Let me tell you who you are.
Black, black beauty, beautiful, mind, body, and soul, and everywhere in between. Ain't that what you see?
I'm singing this just to let you know
that God made you.
So you're beautiful. Mind, body, and soul, they all go hand in hand. That's what makes you whole. Let no one take advantage. You're too precious, preserved to endure. That's what you are, a reflection of his love. So don't be
hopeless, let go of brokenness.
Let it go, let it go. And remember who you are. You're a
black, black beauty, beautiful, mind, body, and soul, and everywhere in between. Ain't that what you see? Black, black beauty,
to behold. All right, that is Nick West with Black Beauty. I told you guys, every time I have a show, even though I didn't play it last night on my Fanboy Weekly show, I'm going to play that song every show I have during the month of February because it is Black History Month. And I think it sends a good message. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm David. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for joining us. And if you're just joining us, you can always check out old episodes, archived episodes, I can't talk, on Spreaker.com. They're all listed there under the 5x5 Late Night Show. Don't forget to check out Real Talk with Day and Nikki. We've been doing some old shows because I haven't got my mixer hooked up right. Good night, Ken Boggle. he has an appointment in the morning, so he has to go to bed. He has to always support me, even while he's convalescing. Thank you so much, Ken. I'll talk to you later. And you can always go to the website at the5by5.blogspot.com or send me a tweet. And our new hashtag, and this came from the mind of Ken Boggle, was hashtag L, the number 8, and night, N-I-G-H-T, for late night. I love that hashtag. That's tight. I'm going to use that. And also, I'm on Google Plus now. I did do a Google Hangout last night, so I'll give you guys more information about that in the future. Ken and I will be doing some Google Hangouts. That's going to be more of the evolution of the crew show, the original crew show that we used to do here on Spreaker. And we're going, it's evolved into a duo. Maybe that's what we'll call it, Do It, or Beyond Entertaining. Some, the name's still out, you know, out there. We don't know exactly yet. But once Ken is completely 100%, we will start going forward to that. But until then, you still get to hear my mouth here on Spreaker.com and iHeartRadio. And like I said, thank you guys for joining me. So, talked about a whole lot of things. Talked about me cooking my meal. So if you've just joined the show, you have to go back to the beginning and listen to my fabulous meal I prepared for my family tonight, and I couldn't get anyone. But and then the Samuel Jackson versus Sam Rubin, and now we're talking about equal rights for same-sex couples. I know a lot of people don't like to hear about, about gay people or the whole gay agenda and all that stuff. I think y'all tried it, you know, because the Kansas House of Representatives, you guys have really tried it. They have advanced a bill to deny same-sex couples social services. Let me read this to you. This is by Reuters. Kansas businesses, individuals, and government employees could refuse an array of social services and benefits to same-sex couples based on sincerely held religious beliefs. What happened between... sincerely held religious beliefs under a bill approved on Wednesday by the State House of Representatives. Kansas is among 33 U.S. states that ban same-sex marriage. Now, here in Indiana, we're going through the same thing with the HJR3 nonsense, where they're trying to amend the Constitution to define marriage strictly between a man and a woman. So therefore, going forward, same-sex couples in the state of Indiana will never be able to get married in the state of Indiana. So we're going through that now. It hasn't went to the Senate, but if it does, we'll be voting about it in November. And this is a red state, a very conservative state, so it will go through. I know Indiana. That's why I'm moving. But Kansas is among 33 U.S. states that ban same-sex marriage, and the bill would address same-sex couples legally married in other states. Supporters of the bill say that that being forced to recognize same-sex union violates religious freedoms. It was a vote 72-49 to advance the bill to the majority Republican state Senate. So this is probably going for consideration. So this is probably going to go through there too. Over the last decade, same-sex unions have been legalized in 17 states plus the District of Columbia, and the debate over same-sex marriage is always playing out in a series of court challenges, including one in Texas on Wednesday. Last year, U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of a 1996 Federal Defense of Marriage Act that barred the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages. The ruling has been cited by the federal judges in striking down state bans on same-sex marriages or restricting its recognition. Wednesday in Kansas, representatives voted on the measure with very little discussion. Some opponents registered disapproval, saying the proposed law was discriminatory and would invite litigation. The Kansas measure would allow individuals and groups with sincerely held religious belief to deny same-sex couples counseling, adoption, and foster care, as well as accommodations or goods related to their partnership. People working for a governmental entity or non-religious organization could be fired or penalized for declining to render service, could not be fired or penalized for declining to render service based on their religious belief, but the bill would require services to be performed by another employee. Isn't that crazy? Kansas, y'all tried it. Not only y'all tried it, y'all are succeeding to go on with this tomfoolery. I mean, not... What about that whole church and government thing? You know, if churches and religious people, because churches do not pay taxes, if they can use this, you know, then y'all no longer get to not pay taxes. You know, churches need to be taxed. These pastors are getting all this money. Y'all need to be taxed. This is ridiculous. Because for me, this is a human thing. This is not a sex thing. Who cares? And I'm just surprised that this nonsense is even being thought about and even going this far. And the neighboring city, state, they were saying that the Westboro Baptist Church has a lot to do with this as well. I'm totally floored when I read this. I'm like, seriously? You know, are they trying that for real? Which, you know, to some success, obviously. But that means anybody can say, well, I'm really, really religious and I don't want to serve, regardless of what they are. You know, regardless of what they are, their religious loyalties, that they can use that and say, well, I'm religious and I don't want to serve this person, and use it to be discriminatory. I don't think they even thought about that, because just because somebody says they're religious, they don't mean they're practicing that religious inside their house. You know, you can be all pretty on the outside and, you know, God this, I'm a Christian, all this stuff, on the outside for the world or the society to look at you a certain way. But, you know, what are you doing in your own life? What are you doing in your own house? Now, I'm sure there are true, I know there are true Christians, people who live what they speak. But there are a lot of people who don't, and this just opens it up for people to use religion in a light to where God didn't tell y'all to do all that. You know, he didn't tell y'all to do that. This is wrong. It goes against the Bible. You know, I want y'all to start going picketing Red Lobster, the Atlanta Fish Market, Bonefish Grill. I want y'all to all start picketing these places. If you're so religious and you want to cherry pick the Bible like you guys do, I want you to go start banning, you know, don't build another Red Lobster in this city because we're Christian and we can't eat shellfish. You know, give me a break. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Moving on. I just can't stand the stupidity of some people, even our elected officials, who are falling for this nonsense. And this utter nonsense. But anyhow, moving on. Getting off that soapbox. Michael Sam, he came out. You know, the young graduating college football player that just recently came out, and he texted his dad that he was gay. And his father had this to say: I couldn't eat no more, so I went to Applebee's to have drinks. I don't want my grandkids raised in that kind of environment. Does this guy have kids? I haven't heard that yet. I'm old school. I'm a man and a woman type of guy. Okay, that's fine. He says, he wanted to add that Deacon Jones, an NFL Hall of Famer, celebrated for his perceived toughness, is turning over in his grave because of his gay football playing son. But he says he's still proud of his son, and he hopes this doesn't ruin his chances to be in the NFL. Yeah, thanks, Dad. I don't think my parents, although the problem I have with my parents and my sexuality, my dad doesn't care. I'm his son, his David, and better not anyone mess with me. that's just my dad. And I come from a religious family, a black family. And I'm his son. When my dad found out, our relationship did not change a bit. A bit. My mother was pretty upset because I think my mother didn't want it to reflect on her. And at the time, I didn't understand, like, it's not about you right now, until people, slick people, tried to come and try to tell my mom, like, is David married yet? Try to be shady with her. And I told my mama, you don't have to tell them to call me. They'll never talk to you again. Because I said, well, I'll go talk to them if you want me to. You know, and she's like, no. So I think she still has that because she's deeply involved in our church and has always been. I've been at the same church since I was 3 years old. Since I was in third grade. And so my relationship with my sister didn't change. My niece, you know, those relationships didn't change. My mother had a difficult time because she thought it's my mom. She didn't want to reflect poorly on her, but she still loves me. And she's come a long way in her acceptance of me. She loves Ellen. But people try to be slick. They tried it with her. They tried it, but I'm like, you know, although this one guy, he was trying to out me, and he didn't know I was already out, and he tried to tell my mother that I was at a particular club that catered to the homosexual kind. And my mother, in motherly fashion, she's like, well, if you've seen him, he obviously seen you. And then he left her alone. You know, but then I had to check him when I seen him. He's like, no, I wouldn't. I'm like, whatever, dude. Don't be stepping to my mom. If you have anything to say, I'm me. It has nothing to do with my family. It's me. Bring it to me. Try it. Anyhow. Let's see what else. And it just keeps on getting crazier with the hate that people put out there. There was a mother who returned an invitation to two gay dads who has a daughter named Sophia. This was on instinctmagazine.com. And they invited her son to the little girl's 7th birthday party. And it was all cute. Now, you think two gay men throwing their little 7-year-old daughter a birthday party, you know it was fabulous. The food was great. The cakes was great. The prizes was great. It was the party of the year for the little 7-year-olds. But this mother had the audacity. There's sometimes when you need to speak, and there's sometimes just keep your damn mouth shut because nobody's trying to hear all that. So they sent a little invitation. This is what they got in return. The little girl gave an invitation to little Tommy. She might be liking a little boy or something. So she said, anyhow, the mom says Tommy will not, and the not is underlined, attend. And she goes, I do not believe, and she spelled believe wrong, and what you, she has a little arrow pointing to the back side of the card, do and will not subject my innocent son to your lifestyle. I'm sorry Sophia has to grow up this way. If you have an issue or need to speak to me, and then they have blurred some stuff out. Couldn't you just say, Tommy can't come. We have, you know, another engagement to attend. Did you have to do all that? Because, you know, and maybe it's not a Christian thing. Maybe she just don't like it. You know, with everybody who doesn't agree with gay people or like the gay lifestyle, whatever, it's not all based with religion. There's those people that are just ignorant and just bigot because they're not smart enough to wrap their head around that, obviously. And so, and maybe that's what she didn't say anything about religion. She just said she doesn't agree. But when you go into putting your innocence, do you think they was going to attack the son while they're at the birthday party, popping balloons and hitting pianos and stuff? I don't get it. She tried it. And I just sad that she didn't have to go, you know, why go out to be so overtly mean to someone? You know, because now your child because I'm sure, because she spelled believe wrong, so she's not a very smart person, obviously. But she's a mama. She needs at this point, she can make the choices for her children. She can teach her. Not that she should, but she can teach her children whatever she wants to teach them, because right now she is the authority. I respect that. But when you start teaching hate at 7 or non-acceptance at 7, what kind of child are you creating? Especially, this child is 7 years old. He's not going to live in the world that we're living in. In 30 years, when this child is 37 or even 20 years, you know, I'll be in my 60s. You know, I'm be ready to sit down somewhere. And so is this mother. And it's going to be an even different world then than it is now. And if you're not teaching him the acceptance, he's going to be the one not being accepted for the views that you instilled in him at 7 years old. And that's the unfortunate part about that. So hopefully this will be a life lesson for her, and she'll be able to come around, because she doesn't have to come around. A life lesson for her to be more accepting, or more, even not even, you can be tolerant. I some people don't accept tolerance. I accept tolerance, because that's all some people can do, is tolerate. To be tolerant. So I can accept tolerance, but I can't accept out and out bigotry and teaching hate. It's just ridiculous to me. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Switch it. So that'd be a really good song to, if they had a really good hood mix of Drunken Love by Beyonce, and it went surfboard and went into the song, that would be hot. Somebody needs to make, I need a remix of Drunken Love. Even though I like the song, I listened, when I was out today, I listened to the whole album like 5 times. It's so good. Although I don't like the second and third song, I think, Haunted. No. The second song. That's the only song I don't like on the album. You know, it's one of those, you can listen to it because it's with the album, but the rest of the album. But then, why'd the black chick from Saturday Night Live try it with B? Girl, you know, you can't, she was kind of dissing Beyonce's album. I think she was doing it in the name of comedy. I don't know the black chick's name, but she was talking about how the album is about sex, which it is, but she was kind of dissing the album a little bit. You know, girl, be careful. You know, they have told y'all black females to leave Beyonce out your mouth, because Carrie Hilson and what's the other girl's name? See, I forgot the other girl's name because she's so gone. Oh, Keisha Cole. And all of them, they learned their lesson by speaking illy of the queen. Stop it. You know, you need to take notes from them chicks. They had to go marry professional sports players, you know, to keep their change, because they talked about Beyonce. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5, and we're wrapping up. I want to share some, and I'm going to use this book. I have another one that I use sometimes. There's a book that I bought at Barnes & Noble, and I got it for like $3.98. I'm like, oh, this would be perfect to use on the show. And it's called The Unofficial U.S. Census, Things That Official U.S. Census Doesn't Tell You About America. And and this book is by Les Krantz and Chris Smith. And I guess it's polls. I think a lot of it's taken from 2010, so I don't know how accurate some of these numbers are. But on the front, which I thought was some interesting facts, the first is Americans send 1.5 trillion text messages a year. I'm in that number. 17% of Americans who have tattoos regret it. The average American has sex 118 times a year. I'm obviously not average. I'm not going to tell you which side, but I'm not average. more than one third of Americans take naps, and I'm in that one third. So anyhow, this page says what's on America's mind, and there's 10 facts from this book, and we'll go through them real quick. Number one, do you believe extraterrestrials have visited Earth? 24% of Americans believe they have. I'm going to say that so y'all don't think I'm some crazy fourth kind person, but I do believe, whether I believe they've visited Earth, the cosmos, the galaxy, all that is too big for us to be the only sentient being in the cosmos. I just think it's impossible. So 24% of Americans believe they have. Number two, what percent of people believe that the living can communicate with the dead? 21%. I'm on the fence with that one. Number three, do you have social anxiety disorder? 7% of Americans have a form of the condition. I can believe that. Number four, what percent of Americans who take the SAT get a perfect score? One out of every, I know one person that got a perfect score on the SAT when I was in high school, and I was like, he was so unassuming, very, very quiet, very, very nice, but totally brilliant. I don't know what he's doing now, but I know one person. And one out of every 5,000 who take the test, or 0.02%. Number five, how many people go to church, synagogue, or mosque weekly or several times a month? 43% of Americans. I believe that. Would you be willing to have a brain implanted device that would let you access the internet? 11% of people said okay. That requires needles and knives. No. Number seven, do you think the history and principles of the American Revolution should be taught in schools? 9% of Americans says yes. Of course. What percent, number eight, what percent of Americans know that dinosaurs and early humans didn't live at the same time? 59%. That's interesting. So there's 31% that thinks, no, 41% that thinks humans and dinosaurs existed at the same time. It's like a million years or something like that between the two. Number nine, how many 17-year-olds can't name any of the enemies of the U.S. during World War II? 20%. That's sad. Ten and last one. How many people think that senses are very, very important? 60% of Americans say that official senses is very important, but 100% of smart, good-looking, popular people and listeners to the 5x5 think this unofficial sense is important enough to read. Like that book. We'll be hearing more from that book because I like those facts. So, guys, I think we have reached the end of our program today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate all 633 of you guys who have clicked the follow button on the show page. I appreciate that. And for the, I think it's 500 and some odd and growing every day, people who have followed me on Twitter, and the 61 people now who are following me on the Facebook page. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, this little bitty show of mine, I like the positive feedback. I embrace the negative feedback. And see where it's coming from, maybe, or I don't care. I guess it doesn't really matter. But thank you guys. Check me out on the on our blog. In the blog, I just hit 17,000 views. 17,000. Thank you guys. But you 17,000 people, I know there's one of y'all that can use the links, because Commission Junction, which is my affiliate program, they are hounding me about sales. So you guys need to click something. Buy a cookie. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Check me out at the 5x5.blogspot.com, Google+. Check out my Hangout episode. It will be on the 5x5 blog soon, later this week. We might be on tomorrow. I don't know yet. Depends on how much sleep. I have a lunch date with a childhood friend that has moved back into the area, so we're gonna go have some cocktails for lunch tomorrow. I don't know where I want to go though. Either I'm gonna do Mexican. I want Chili's though. I haven't been to Chili's in a very long time. But they don't have really good drinks. That's one. They have really good food, but they don't have really good drinks. So, but I want a margarita, but I don't want Mexican food. If that makes sense. You know, I could eat Chipotle, but they only serve beer. So I'm like, where do I go? Olive Garden has really good wine, but I don't want all that tomorrow. So maybe Olive Garden. I don't know. Maybe I'll do a live episode. You never know. Keep on listening to the 5x5. Thank you guys. I'm here, you're here, we're here. It's the 5x5 late night show, and we'll see you next time.